Is it possible for me to download or tap into the collective consciousness or collective knowledge base to grow and expand faster rather than spending hours and hours reading books, watching videos, attending workshops, etc.? How do I know when research is not in my best interest for expansion that I should be doing something else instead?
And so we would answer your question in, and we have often said this, and it is the words many of you have studied with Abraham, it is their words. It is not what you do, it is the frequency you're in when you do it. And so there are two parts to this answer. One, if you're seeking that which is a problem, if you're in the it's too slow, there's too much, I'm not choosing the right thing, why can it not be faster, how can I do it more quickly, why can I not feel better immediately and now, you're in the frequency of not having, you're in the frequency of negativity, you're in the frequency of the loving creator saying, yes, have more of that emotion. And so we invite you, it is very, very simple, the emotional scale. And again, Abraham has taught this very well, and channels before Abraham and channels beyond Abraham. There is countless information that simply know in your own experience what feels good to you. And when you feel bad, as we have spoken all this evening, do not see feeling bad as a reason to go into judgment. Instead, see it as a reason to go into service. What serves me? What blesses me? What blesses others through me? Can I accept this? Do I always have to resist what is? Can I soften my ability and go with the flow? Can I say yes? Can I say yes to the process? Can I say yes to the information that feels good? And can I gently bless and let go of the information that does not feel good? And can I say yes to who I am in unique form? With all my challenges, all my slow points, all my strengths, all my weaknesses, can I say yes to all of it instead of deciding that I would prefer to be the most highly evolved being and giving up all uniqueness to be here in form? And we would invite you to see that every time you do that, at any degree at all, you are separating yourself from wholeness. It's simply that. You are not here to be some version of what you have named perfection. You are not here to do it all easy. You are not here to be all-knowing. You are that, not in this form, but you are definitely all that. You came into this form for the challenge of being in form in this dimension and to play this game with these rules and these parameters for the amazing adventure and challenge of it. You came here to explore suffering and diversity and darkness and light and everything in between, just so you could accept the challenge and the adventure of embodying light at this level of being, where there is a choice. So we ask you to perceive, to imagine, to remember what it is like when you are in the dream state and you flip from here to there and it all makes sense and you travel around and you go everywhere quickly. Are you familiar with this state? That is what you said, I will leave that and go where it is a process, where it takes great, tremendous mental effort, great, tremendous physical action, unbelievable follow through and consistency to create with that which I desire. You actually thought it was a very good idea before you came here. And we wish to remind you in ways that would support you and not embarrass you or challenge you, but to remind you that if you could perceive this, it's the most fulfilling, the most exciting game, opportunity, adventure. Pick whichever word works for you. The greatest contribution by choosing over and over to only see light, to only align to light, to only speak that which is positive, to only think that which is of service in a good vibration. That is what you came to see if you could do when you were bogged down by these human forms, by this chemistry, by this biology, by cellular memory, by subconscious memory, by influence of the society. That is what you thought would be a rocking good time, believe it or not.